Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud is sponsored by the AAIE Institute for International School Leadership. Preparing educators for the unique challenge of international school leadership through online courses led by international school leaders. Learn more at AAIEinstitute.org.
Hello and welcome to the Steve Barkley Ponders Out Loud podcast. For the last 35 years, I've had the opportunity to learn with educators at all levels, both nationally and internationally. In each of the coming episodes, I'll explore my thoughts and my learning on a variety of topics connected to teaching, learning, and leading. Thanks for listening in. Team or franchise? Those of you who know anything about my background in education know that I frequently describe that I was vaccinated into teaching on a team. All of the time in my student teaching, my early years in teaching were all team focused. I began student teaching in a laboratory school that had me work in a classroom with the master teacher and student teachers and graduate assistants and visiting professors. I then spent time as a teaching fifth and sixth grade on a team, four teachers with 120 kids in one large room. After 5 years, I transferred from there to teach first grade, and I team taught with Diane, a colleague, and it was always Diane and I in the room, frequently a student teacher and a paraprofessional. As I began to work in professional development and travel to schools around the country, I began to be amazed at how few teachers had a true introduction to team. Years back, I was working in a high school that got funded to create small learning communities. And when I announced to the staff that we had just gotten $500,000 and we were going to be able to work as teams, some teachers looked at me and said, "Give the money back. That's not enough to have to team with someone." So I went running off to the middle school. I said, "I'm not sure what's wrong with these secondary teachers that they're not into teaming, but let's go to middle schools." Middle schools were built on teams. And so I meet four sixth grade teachers, math, science, English, social studies. They share a group of kids. I find out that they've been teaming for 3 years, but they've never seen each other teach. So I said, "Okay, go over to the elementary school. You know, whatever they told elementary teachers to do, they're doing it." And so I joined five second grade teachers as they were walking down the hall to the second grade team meeting. And to my surprise, all of them were complaining about having to go to the meeting. And I said, "Ladies, why are you complaining?" They said, "We have too much work to do." And I said, "Well, what are you going to do at the meeting?" And they said they didn't do any work. And so that kind of surprised me, caused me to scratch my head. And I understood from my background and experience that being on a team can be inconvenient. Because I'm on a team, I may have to stay after school at 3:30 and do my planning because that's where my team members are. But it meant when I went home at night, I didn't have to take my planning home with me. When I was teaming with Diane and parent conferences were coming up, it meant you spent Friday at Diane or Saturday at Diane's house and Sunday at Steve's house because you got the conferences written. You couldn't stay home by yourself and write them, but they were finished. Well, a short time of sitting in that second grade team meeting, it struck me that I wasn't at a second grade team meeting. I was at a second grade franchise meeting. You see, each of those teachers owned a second grade, and once a week they met and they exchanged tips and strategies, and they then went back and ran their own second grade. See, that's really the way a fast food franchise works. You might go to a franchise meeting, but you then go back and run your own store. You see, if those second grade teachers were truly on a team, and there's five teachers and 20 students in each of their classrooms, it would mean then that each of those teachers was responsible for the learning outcomes of 100 students. And when they met and had that time together, they would be sharing the responsibility of figuring out how each of those students could be successful. Well, that led me to create a continuum that runs from teachers working as individuals to teachers working as franchise holders, to teachers working as a team. Now, you know the folks you're working with are working as individuals when you hear them complaining about having to go to a team meeting. And the complaint usually sounds like this: this is my time, I should be doing my work. Now, make sure you understand there's nothing evil about a statement like that. What that statement tells you is that that person is working from an individualized mindset, a singular responsibility for the success of the students that are in their classrooms. Now, at some of those meetings, you'll hear teachers do what I've called sharing. And some people believe that when they're sharing, they're teaming. And I wrote a blog that you can search just by sticking in the words sharing and teaming, that that sharing is nice, but it's a step pretty far removed yet from being a team. You see, if you come to a meeting and you talk about a difficulty a student in your class is having, your other team members may share ideas. But if you don't have any responsibility for using any of their ideas, if you have no responsibility for reporting back to them on what you did and what the outcome was, then you're really just being nice to each other. And that's a good thing, but it's a far step from getting to teaming. Now, when you move to franchise, teachers begin to plan things together, but they implement them separately. So I might join with my colleagues to come up with a common assessment that all of us give our students, but we're not looking at our lesson plans, or we're not looking at the results even of those assessments of our students. Teachers make the first steps towards teaming when they begin to modify one of their individual behaviors to align with the rest of the team because they believe it's best for kids. And a solid example of that would be a freshman teacher in a high school who, if they were picking their own note-taking strategy to teach kids, it wouldn't be the one that the team has decided on. But I'll switch and use the one that the team has decided upon because I think it's better for kids to be reinforced by all of us working with that same strategy or process. That's a step into teaming. But true teaming comes when you accept shared responsibility for student learning outcomes. So those elementary teachers who are going to grade level meetings, they're truly a team if all the teachers are assuming they're responsible for the success of kids in all those classrooms. That middle school is really a team if the English teacher accepts responsibility for students' success in their math course. And that high school department is a team when the chemistry teacher believes that he or she is responsible for kids being successful in biology, and that that science team uses that time to focus on all student success. As you look at the way your school is now operating, how many people are functioning as individuals? Where do you have groups beginning to function as franchise? And do you have some folks that are beginning to function as a team with shared responsibility? I believe it is the task of school leaders, and that's leaders at the administrative level and leaders at the teacher level, to continually move the school further and further along that continuum to becoming an effective team. And when you're functioning as a team, you're creating the greatest opportunity for student learning success. Thanks for listening, folks. I'd love to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barkley, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barkleypd.com.